There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder program. Our friend Aronde Gadsden is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some Miami Dolphins with OG in a few minutes. I was looking at a couple of other tweets regarding the Dolphins game. VBS official, which is like a stat site and a fan, Tua, since returning from injury, 80% completion rate, 232.5 yards per game, 3 touchdowns, 0 turnovers, 111.2 passer rating. Yet the Dolphins are 0-2 in both those games. Both games, he left the field with a lead or tie and never got another chance. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Because the way those games are going, like, yeah, he's if you give him some time on the clock, he's going to drive you downfield, maybe to put you in field goal range or whatever. But, yeah, he never had another chance in either of those games.
The 3rd and 13 pass to Waddle was a Hall of Fame pass, that out route.
Yes.
Like, he was throwing BBs, the one Tyreek in the early fourth quarter, I believe it was. Like, Tua can play quarterback now. He can go out there and do it. His question is the injuries and then – what it is, Tua is a hell of a quarterback, but we have to have shootouts. And I don't want to have a shootout. I want the game when they were running the ball efficiently. I said it last week. Me and Solana argued about it. They need to run the ball, get to third down, let Tua be Tua, run the ball, get to third down, let Tua pick them apart like that. That is what you saw yesterday is what the Dolphins have to do to win. We need to have 100 plus yards rushing and let Tua be efficient on third down. That's the answer.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10, he tweeted this out after the game yesterday. 61-yard field goal is crazy. What's not crazy is offsides penalty on 3rd and 14. Remember that offsides? 3rd and 14, 3rd and 9 is a lot different than 3rd and 14.
Yes.
Personal foul on what should have been 4th down. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. Clay also tweets, Finns apparently not knowing that the clock was running to the 2-minute warning after Waddle got hurt. You have an additional timeout if you snap a play before the 2-minute warning there. They did all seem to be caught off guard that the 2-minute warning all of a sudden came out. And so Clay finishes up that tweet by saying, same old story with game-changing mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true.
And
you can't make those mistakes against that team in Buffalo.
And that's what it was. The penalty, the Poyer hit. Drives over. You know what I'm saying? We're going overtime if Poyer doesn't hit that man in his face. Like, yes, and when I played, we would all win and jump on Jordan Poyer. That was a big hit, separated from the ball. That's what happens. The game changed. That was a justified penalty. No reason to review it. You see the man's head snap back. You know they're going to call it. But that's what you do. This damn Durham Smythe, we need to keep Jonnu Smith and clear the rest of the tight end room out. This damn Durham Smythe jumping off sides. And then on that 3rd and short, he just gets his ass ran over and ran back into Raheem Mostert. Like, yeah, we need to – if they put these tight ends are part of the run game. They're the weakest link on this team. The tight ends are struggling right now. Jonnu is a hell of a weapon, but Durham and Julian and all the boys, they upset. It's a
pleasure not to see Julian out there this this past game. Did you see Mike Gesicki do the gritty?
Mike had him a day yesterday.
Scored a touchdown, did the gritty.
Bro scored two.
That's one of the weirder personnel decisions I believe that they've made. Like, they discounted him before they asked him to do anything different. They had made up their mind on him. There are obviously, listen, you could do personnel. Like, I get the Chris Greer criticisms because they're fair. You could do personnel criticisms, you know, look back on it. But you could also do a lot of positives, too. Mm-hmm. Devon Achan is one hell of a find.
Yes.
Like, that's a hell of a draft pick. Yep. You know, so I don't want to just jump or dwell on all the negatives. For me, the biggest problem is watching Andrew Van Ginkle ball out all season long, mm-hmm. and just scratching your head going, unless he really had made it clear to them, I'm not going to play here. Which I guess is possible.
What did Minnesota give him? $9 million a year?
I don't even think that, was it?
It wasn't a blockbuster. It was deal, 10. But he got some bread.
He got
10 a year.
He got $1 million more than what the Dolphins gave.
Than he was getting here. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we all kind of came to the conclusion that he wanted to go back to Minnesota. I mean, that's kind of, you know, I think
it's possible. Like I say, if he literally said, "Hey, I love playing defense under Flo, mm-hmm. and I want to go to Minnesota," what, like, if there was no chance. But the Dolphins also could have made that clear as well. We really wanted to re-sign Andrew Van Ginkle. He didn't want to be here.
But it seems like they undervalued him, though. That's the issue.
I'm from the Midwest. I'm my family in Minnesota. I love Brian Flores. We'll give you $12 million. I like Miami, too.
I don't know if that would, again, I don't know if that would have done it. Okay, if he 13. Was saying, "Hey, I'm going there for $10 million a season. If you want to pay me 18, I'll stay here." And all of a sudden, 18, we're all going, what's going on there? Is he really worth 18 mil a season?
It would have been 18,
I don't know the backstory. My belief is they just undervalued him and let him go because they didn't think it. I'm making up a lot of reasons. Yes. My real belief is they undervalued him, let him go because they didn't think it was that much of a big deal or worth any kind of investment. And I think the same thing happened with Christian Wilkins. You know, they were like, "Hey, he's good, but not worth breaking the bank for."
Christian Wilkins, guy you drafted. Robert Hunt, guy you drafted. And other teams see the value and you don't. And then you see Liam Eichenberg getting holding calls on big third downs. So, but like you said, Andre Johnson went in the fourth round. I brought his name up early. He's just in my mind. Like, did 32 NFL teams mess up? Tom Brady in the seventh, did 32 NFL teams. So you can do the redrafting again. But them not keeping, to your point about Van Ginkle, right. Them not keeping proven guys that you evaluated, brought in, made prominent in this league, and then you just don't have a plan to keep them is questionable. Honestly, I never liked the Bradley Chubb thing, but I'm not swinging back and forth on this. When they brought him in.
He had a good season last season.
When they brought him in at 30 years old for all that money, I was like, this is going to be a problem for the Javon Hollins. This is going to be a problem for the Jalen Phillips. This is going to be a problem for our young defenders. When you just paid this guy $20+ million a year.
I mean, you could do that, though. Like, Chris Greer does have a lot of really good draft picks, a lot of really good acquisitions. But I think when you look at it in the macro, right? I mean, this rebuild started in 2018 when they tanked, or 2019, and then they drafted their quarterback. I mean, you're entering year 5 right now.
Oh, and I'm not. Yeah.
You've regressed. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, big picture, they regressed this year.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I think this year you look at Chris Greer and you go, you know what? It just hasn't worked. And this year, again, for the first time, we've talked about it. You're kind of looking at Mike McDaniel going, hey, what's going on here? I saw a really interesting tweet today. I copied it somewhere. Well, let me see if I have this. I thought this was interesting, and I don't know if I totally believe this or not. Oh, it was Evan Cohen from ESPN. But Chris Canty, you know, he does a show with Chris Canty. So Chris Canty's on ESPN. This is what he said. The Dolphins hired Brian Flores to be the coach of the Miami Dolphins. They hired Mike McDaniel to be the coach of Tua.
Mm.
And if that's the case, if what Chris Canty is saying there, if you believe that's valid, well, now that's being exposed. Because it was brilliant when everything was out there. And again, they look okay now, but I'm going back to the four games that Tua wasn't there. If there's some truth in what Chris Canty sees, then he's been exposed. It's, you know, I'm trying to think. There's plenty of coaches who get exposed when they don't have their star player.
But there's also a lot of coaches that you see overcome losing their star player. And that's what we've – it's proven now, hell, to his injury.
This is the first season where you kind of look at Mike McDaniel going, what's going on here? Like, what is going on here?
But we could look back when – who was it when Tua got hurt last night? Was it Brissett?
Mm-hmm.
That was Jacoby Brissett. That offense wasn't humming. It was a
– No, but it didn't fall off a cliff either. Yeah.
This was ugly. We're talking about 11 points a game.
Which I believe makes it more of a personnel issue than it does. And again, I'm not giving Mike McDaniel free clearance there, but their personnel, when it came to backup quarterback this season, may have changed the future of Chris Greer with the organization, maybe even Mike McDaniel. Honestly, like, you have an adequate backup. When Tua goes down, we're probably not having this conversation.
But take C.J. Stroud. Put C.J. Stroud on the Panthers and put Bryce Young on the Texans. And we're not acting like D'Amico Ryans is this young superstar head coach either.
Agreed. It's always a combination of everything.
Yes, but it's just even – there's no Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid doesn't have – Super Bowl. He had one in Philly, obviously, but he wouldn't have multiple Super Bowls if Patrick Mahomes was never born. So, like, the thing, you know, and they totally botched the backup quarterback position, but I would say that I think a lot of coaches are attached to their quarterback, to Chris Canty's point.
No doubt.
A bunch of coaches are attached
Attached to superstars, period. You've seen Greg Popovich when he has superstars. You've seen him when he's got no superstars. And you've seen Phil Jackson with the best player in all of basketball, and then maybe the best tandem in all of basketball, and then you saw what he did in New York. And the triangle offense doesn't exactly work when you may not have the best player in basketball. So, I'm not discounting any of that. I'm just saying, if you look at it, like Solana said, kind of in the macro, it just hasn't – I mean, it hasn't worked. They've regressed this season, but part of the reason that they've regressed is they were not prepared personnel-wise, which is their job. They were not prepared for the eventuality of missing out on some key players. And that probably will come back to bite them in the end, at the end of the season. But again, that's their fault. They went with Skylar Thompson over Mike White. And I don't know if Mike White would have been the answer or not. But then they went with Tim Boyle. And then they went with Tyler Huntley. Like, they never had a grasp of that personnel problem, and that's probably going to cost someone a job.
Hawk, there's a lot revisionist history, and I love you. I love the phrase. Keeping Skylar Thompson here for 3 years is going to be Chris Greer's downfall. You watched him every single day of practice, every single offseason, every single OTA, every single workout. You thought he was the answer with a guy that you know has history injury. We're good because Skyler's here. Year two, all camp. We're good, Skyler's here. Year three, all through camp. We're good because Skyler's here. That's the biggest mistake. Skyler is not going to start in this league in his entire life. Tim Boyle's not starting this league. Tyler Huntley's not starting, but the Skylar Thompson thing is the biggest question. And Chris Greer is a friend of mine. He came and worked me out of Florida. He drafted me. He was here. The Skylar Thompson thing is going to – if he does have a downfall, that will be his downfall.
Or it goes back to what you were saying, Hawk, and what Canty said. McDaniel's here to coach Tua, not the team, because I'm with you, Crowder. But Mike McDaniel had 3 years to develop Skylar Thompson and clearly thought that he was also a suitable backup. And if he failed at developing the guy that he and his boss chose to keep as the backup, I think he deserves just as much blame for that also. But I'll say, we can blame Greer, we can blame McDaniel, blame the players too. It's not McDaniel's fault that the Dolphins lead the league in fumbles. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it might be his fault that they're an undisciplined team. They are among the top in pre-snap penalties. But that's also on the players, man. I think it's all levels here. You can't keep fumbling the ball. You're Raheem Mostert. You're a captain.
There's blame to go around.
It is. But Solana, to your point about development, I can't make veal parmesan with pasta meat. Like Skylar will never be able to run this offense.
But shouldn't Mike McDaniel know that? Hey, Chris, this is not the guy. I mean,
but what, again, you never know. What if he said it several times and they're like, no, you'll be fine with him? I mean, I don't know. Cam Smith is another guy you can point at, by the way, with Chris Greer selecting and go, what exactly has transpired here?
It's Austin Jackson, first round pick, moved him positions four times. Like, there's questions, there's hits. I think Kalen Wright. I think young Kalen, the running back. I think Raheem's gone after this year. I'm fine with Achan and Wright. Like, I think he's hit on
Jalen Wright.
Jalen Wright. Yeah.
Jalen. Kalen.
Kalen Ballage. Is that who you're thinking of? You have PTSD for Kalen Ballage.
I'm addicted to this offer up, and I think I was talking to somebody named Kalen on offer up. They have some great deals.
Are you kidding me?
Because remember, I got the home gym off of offer up.
But why are you buying stuff off OfferUp? You're a really successful guy. What are you doing?
I just bought a gasoline-powered remote control car because they're usually $1,200. This guy was selling it for $220.
What are you doing?
I don't need it, but the deals are so amazing.
You can't sit down with Barack Obama last week and then scroll OfferUp this week to see someone who's selling a pack of hot dogs who just went vegan and they don't want it anymore. Like,
didn't say hot dogs.
What are you doing?
Gasoline power remote control car, $200.
Is that where you bought your teeth?
Wow. Holy mackerel.
Hey, Jimmy.
Out of nowhere.
I'm going to get on that bang. That's strike two. That's strike two, Jimmy.
That was off the top rope. Holy mackerel.
About to jump in the game here in a second.
Because
it's a wormhole.
I get weirded out when Lori, like when we're moving and she puts stuff on Facebook Marketplace and someone comes over and invariably they recognize me from the radio show. And now I'm like, oh, I'm taking $23 from you for like, it just feels weird. You're exponentially more successful than me, anyone on this show, and you're on OfferUp.
Hawk, but I'm a buyer. I'm not a seller at the trade deadline.
Yeah, OfferUp deadline. Yeah, but then you get there and you're like, oh, I thought I had $220 on me. I've only got $180. Will you take the $180?
Oh,
I know how you operate.
Oh, you talking about cash, Nozell? Oh, I'm cutting $20 off cash.
Offer
if they say cash, you're guaranteed to get $20 less.
All right, let's get headlines because Rondé is going to join us in the next segment. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The Miami Hurricanes are very, very good, ladies and gentlemen. They are ranked fourth in the nation.
Believe that.
Stupid second half.
Somebody texted in to find it. Might be too far down. It was something like, I'm disgusted by all the Hurricanes fans. I'm rooting for them to lose because they're like, but what, like, what are you talking about? We're 9-0. We're ranked 4 in the nation. We're like, what do you want us to do? Not be happy for our team?
Act like you've been there before.
We have 5 times.
Get out of there. Yeah. Go on offer up.
It says, I wish I could enjoy the Canes doing well, but it's this Miami arrogance that makes my mother bleeping skin crawl. Christ almighty, I hope they lose 2 of their next 3 and barely make the college playoffs. I'm going to say, I don't think you really wish you could enjoy the Canes doing well, Texter. I think you would be thrilled if the Canes were not doing well.
That you texting in, Crowder?
Hey, man, I was at the game. I was at Duke UM. Saw Victor review right there. Said, what's up to everybody? Yeah, down at the restaurant. Now I'm in. I'm all in.
More games they play there, more money Crowder makes.
Bingo. And my
more money to spend on offer.
And Asia buys the kids UM stuff to wear to the games.
I love it.
Lochez had on a Miami shirt and everything. I go neutral. I think I was tan and gray this week.
Somebody text in, hit me up, Crowder. I have fireworks.
Man, listen. Let me look on Offer Up. What's your tag on Offer Up?
All of a sudden, this is Tradio.
Let me see. What? Orlando Magic old school shorts, $15. You gotta call this Offer Up. Look at these options.
Yeah, but it's a garage sale. It's used items. Like, go browse any vintage store you want. Go, like, you're just buying out of someone's closet. It's weird.
You say used. I say lightly worn.
Yeah, used.
Like the words you use about Offer Up.
The first college football playoff rankings are set to be released this week. Obviously, expect the Canes to be
tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. Expect the Canes to be up there. They're fourth in the AP poll. They're undefeated.
We're all going to be glued to our TVs for the results tomorrow, right? The college football playoffs.
Oh yeah. What time is that?
8 p.m.
What time do the polls close, Jimmy?
7 p.m.
You don't know.
Actually, he's right, I believe.
There's also another big deadline tomorrow as well. I don't know if you guys are aware.
Yeah, we'll find out the entire direction of the nation. Dolphins Nation.
Dolphins Nation, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Four
That's
p.m.
weird.
Tomorrow.
Same day, huh? That's pretty
Same
crazy.
Same day. NFL trade deadline, college football, the election. That's a hefty Tuesday right there.
You know, Pete, kids don't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. When I was a kid, you went to school on election day.
So when I was a kid, you did not. That was always a national holiday, and the schools were closed because the voting booths were always at the schools.
Yep.
And so you wanted to keep the – and then I don't know if you've been paying attention. Things have gotten dicey lately. So they thought a couple years ago, you know what? A lot of schools are used as polling places. Maybe we keep them home that day.
Really? Okay.
Just in case. I don't know if you've been paying attention. A little dicey.
Yeah. No, I'm with it. I'm with it. But, yeah, I don't like my kids to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
I like my kids to be at school and aftercare.
Maybe you can find a tutor on OfferUp.
Let me see. Y'all messing around about OfferUp.
The Heat play tonight at 8:15. They host the Sacramento Kings. Final home game for like 2 weeks. Then Miami goes out on the road for six straight. Jaime Jaquez Jr. questionable with a stomach illness. There was some NBA news. Greg Popovich suffered a health issue over the weekend. So Mitch Johnson will be the Spurs head coach for an indefinite period. Paul George to make his Sixers debut tonight. I'm still, I guess, awaiting word from the NBA on their investigation into Joel Embiid allegedly, I don't know if assaulting is the right word.
It was a push, right? According to reports, yeah,
push of another reporter, and the Panthers went 2-0 in Finland. Monday Night Football tonight, Chiefs host the Buccaneers, 8:15. Kansas City is close to being a double digit favorite. There were 9 last I checked.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the low 70s. There is a system brewing in the Atlantic down into the Gulf of Mexico is where they anticipate it going. Doesn't look like it's going to affect our state right now, but obviously something to keep an eye on. That's your weather.
All right, Aronde Gadsden. He's got a couple of I told you so's probably holstered. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
All right, Rhonda Gadsden is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk a little football, reminder, if you're looking for some Dolphins merch, you could check out Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com online. OG played receiver for the Dolphins for a number of great seasons. His son, Rhonda Gadsden II, plays tight end for Syracuse, which happens to be the final game of the season for the Canes this year. So could OG's son play spoiler to an incredible Hurricane season? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. All right, OG, Dolphins have a Buffalo problem, and you have noted that for several years on this program. But as Crowder and Solana and I have talked about this, did yesterday's game, albeit a loss, did yesterday's game give you any thought to, hey, you know what? Dolphins hung with that team and can hang with this team. And although it was a loss, it wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Nope. I mean, it's a Buffalo thing. I mean, we've hung with them before. 2 years ago, same thing. We were up and we ran the ball very effectively last year, even at Buffalo, before the snowball started flying, I think. We play well. It's just a mind thing. It's just a mindset. Like when they go up there, it's just, I don't know what it is. It's a block. It's a block and the mindset when we go up there. And trust me, it's a tough place to play. Channing and I both played there, and it's not an easy place to play. The crowd literally can touch your back. That's how close they are, and they're loud. They're mean. They're obnoxious. They have a good time. It's a great football atmosphere, but just in our mind, we can't get over that hurdle. And I think the Josh Allen Tua thing is always going to be, you know, played up. And he just uses his legs more than, you know, more than the quarterbacks we've had in the past. And I think that's a big thing. And that always leads us to, you know, the running backs are good. The wide receivers are good. And, you know, I think you can tell our DBs are better than we have nobody to stop Josh Allen from running when he needs to run. And we put ourselves in bad positions for some odd reason. But it's a Buffalo issue. When I played, it was the Jets. We lost, you know, maybe 10 straight to the Jets. I mean, home, away. It was just, you know, sometimes it's just a block you got to get over. So it's Buffalo for the teams now, and they have to do something, you know, to get over that hurdle. I mean, we had the lead. We were good to go. And then, I don't know, something happened. I don't know what happened. Something happened. Josh Allen happened.
OG, like I was saying, that was a heavyweight bout. Like, that was kind of how a playoff game looks. The last team that gets the ball, you got to drive down, kick a 61-yard field goal with some dude named Bass who couldn't hit an extra point, but he hits that one, probably the greatest kick of his life. But with Buffalo, is it people or coaching? It's one of the two things. Just that game yesterday, I understand what you're saying. Like Josh Allen, I understand he's great. But to be, what is it? What is it, two, like 1-7 against them? It has to be one side. It got to be they got better players than us or they have a better scheme than us.
All right, that's what I'm saying. I don't think so yesterday. I think, you know, we in some spots we have better players. Like, you know, listen, Keon Coleman on Ramsey. I mean, we're taking Ramsey. I mean, you put him up, the running backs. I mean, the big glaring difference is the quarterback, and that's what I'm saying. Obviously, you know, you got a defensive coach that Buffalo has, and you have the offensive coach what we have, and, you know, it's just a mindset. I mean, we hit Tyreek, we hit Waddle, we hit everybody. We Jonnu. I mean, offensively we good. I mean, defensively, I mean, we see these people twice a year. You know what they're gonna do. It's not a secret. It's not a secret. They're gonna run the ball effectively. They're gonna throw the receivers because their receiver coach is not as good as it has been. I mean, you know, it's good enough to win games, obviously. But I'm saying, you know, they had better,
and they were missing
a group of receivers. Huh?
And they were missing Amari Cooper yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they weren't better. I mean, coaching could be an issue. Coaching could be an issue, but I mean, we, like you say, coaching not jumping offside. Coaching not fumbling the ball. Coaching not hitting the man in the helmet. I mean, you know, listen, I get those things all, you know, part of the game, but you know, and you don't want to play tentatively because, you know, because that just takes away from the game. But there has to be something, that hurdle you have to get over. And, it starts in the locker room. It starts with the people coming out on the field. I think, you know, Solana said it earlier. I do think the players have to have some blame. You know, it was a mindset like we can't beat the Jets. I mean, we just couldn't. And then one day it just clicked. You know, somebody did something that said, I'm not taking it anymore. And somebody has to say it. One of your, you know, leaders, captains, alpha males have to say, look, we're not taking it anymore. Like, you know, as much as bad as we, you know, beat up on Skylar Thompson, he almost won. You know, and that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it comes down to that play. Because I still see that play in my mind. It was 3rd and 18. We were backed up on the 10-yard line. Just run the draw and punt the ball. Why you call a pass play? And he threw the pick, and we were up 6. Now we down, and then we lose. So, you know, I don't know what happens, but you know, we have to get over the hurdle. But you know, that's the place. The first game I ever played as a Dolphin was at Buffalo, and we rolled into that stadium down that ramp where only the buses go. And I'm telling you, the people had to wipe the egg and stuff off the bus for us to get out. That's how bad it is going in there. You know it. Going in, them Buffaloes come on that screen, and them people get to jumping around. And this Bills Mafia thing been going on for a long time. It's just getting some notoriety. But they've been doing it. You know how it is when you go in there, especially if they got a team. Holy mackerel. Mm-hmm. They got a team. They know they got a team. They go, ooh, it's a tough place to play, man. It's just a tough place to play. And if you can't mentally, if you don't have it all together, I mean, it's tough. But listen, it is some credence to what, you know, what's being said. You know what I mean? Mike McDaniel has to deal with that. I don't know how he is, but he has to deal with, you know, people saying that. He got to get it together.
Okay, so, OG, they're 2-6. Buffalo owns a tiebreaker. Seemingly out of the playoff race. Anything can happen, but seemingly out of the playoff race. Drew Rosenhaus claims the team isn't going to punt on the season. No plans to trade players. If anything, he says they might be looking to improve the roster before Tuesday. Is that the right decision?
Well, I think that's the right decision. I mean, we have some players you can get rid of, but why? I mean, you got to, you know, this is kind of, at this point, I think it's a little college effect. You know, you got to, you know, show good going out so you can get the help you need you know, in the offseason. I think this is a microcosm of what happened a year ago when we didn't take care of people we were supposed to take care of. I don't know whose fault it is. You know, that's above my pay grade. But when we lost, you know, like going in, the offense was great. But the defense took a hit. And I think now, because the offense is – because you can see, like, I mean – like I say, and I'm talking apples to apples, receivers to receivers, our receiver core better than their receiver core. And even with the addition of Jonnu Smith, I mean, you know, because we're getting production out of that unit that we didn't before. You know what I mean? Like, is he better than Knox, or is he better than anybody else? I don't know. But, I mean, we're getting some production out of the tight end. We got a better receiving core than Buffalo has. We do. Like, we do. But, you know, how does that work? So we take away from the defense. I think you need defense because you can win with, you know, okay, average receivers because you got so many of them. You got four or five dudes catching the ball, running back, you know. So to take away from the defense, I think that was a bad move. I just think that was a bad move. Just like you talked about the guy that went to Minnesota. I mean, we need that dude. We need Van Ginkel. You know what I'm saying? We don't have Van Ginkel. What? That was the one dude we should have kept.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we took it. All right, I'd take the hit on the Wilkins because we probably wasn't going to pay him that much. But the dude we paid instead of Wilkins, he didn't even play yesterday. Like, and now we got new linebackers. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think going into this thing, because I hearken back to when Leslie Shepard came to the Dolphins. And I told him the same thing. I'm like, yo, man, we hadn't beat the Jets in like 8 games. He's like, oh, man, I'm from the Redskins. We never lost to the Jets. I'm like, that's at the Redskins, man. Y'all see them once every 4 years. Like, we see these people twice a year. That's different, man. That's different. And that was that Monday night game, and we was up, and he had 2 touchdowns. He come back to the bench. See, I told you, I never lose to the Jets. And then it happened.
Then it all changed.
It all changed. So it's the same thing they're going through. You know what I mean? You're bringing dudes in who don't really feel what you feel about the rivalry or the relationship. As long as you've been in it, you know, like, Tua's been here, like, he was here long enough to know before he was a starter, he was here. And he saw it. He saw it. But you bring in a new guy, like the defensive linebackers, they knew. Like, Poyer know he hit that dude to hit.
He knows it from the other side, yeah.
Yeah, from the other side. So he know. He like, yo, I'm going to show you, might have been the wrong time, but he knows. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you think he was thinking about the flag? Nah, he thinking about, I'm going to show y'all. Y'all let me go too? Okay, watch this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like when you bring in people who not invested into the AFC East situation, it's tough. And it's probably the same for other things. You know, you go to the Cowboys from the Dolphins and you play Philly, you're probably like, just Philly. Nah. We don't like them people at all. Like, we play New England. It's okay. Nah, we on 20 years of get back. We on 20 years of get back. Ever since Tom Brady started, we on get back from all of that.
It's funny talking about the turnover on defense because yesterday, I ain't going to lie, I don't know if anybody knew, I watched number 6 make about 3 plays in a row and I had to go on my phone and say, who the hell is Anthony Walker Jr.? And why is he the only one making any tackles out here? So the turnover was crazy. But something, OG, we were talking about early in the show, like that game yesterday, how that went, that's what the Dolphins' formula to win should be. We were talking about it last week where the Dolphins aren't going to put up 45 points. Those 70-point games against Broncos, that's gone. They need to run the ball efficiently, have Tua throw the ball on third down, maybe a second down play action if you get them, and eat up the game, get in the fourth quarter, and have the ball last. That's our formula to win games now. I know it's not sexy, OG, but am I wrong by saying that?
No, you're correct. But how many times can we orchestrate that from happening? That too happened. You know what I mean? Oh, we don't have the ball last. Like, punt it so we can time out getting the ball last. Like, sometimes it don't work like that. You know that. Like, you know, yesterday you felt it. Like, I think they settled for a 61-yard field goal, I think. Like, they're like, oh, he can kick it. Let's go. Because didn't they say the wind was now 9 miles an hour at him? He still kicked it. It still looked like it could win 64. Like, they settled for it. Like, they was like, okay, we're going to take that. After the foul, they're like, oh, we know we can kick a field goal. Like, you know, I just think, like, I think we came to that realization because of Tua's situation. Because it was just last year that we put up the 70 points and we were flying high on offense. And I think we still can do that at some point, just not against the people we see all the time, because they know. They know. They know Tua. They seen Tua. They know the situation. They know these routes, you know, the eight. They know the steps. They know what's going on. They know how to stop Mike McDaniel and his, you know, situations. You know what I mean? They know. That's not, I feel worse about us losing to the Cardinals. Like, come on, we don't see the Cardinals every week. They cut the Cardinals. Come on, bro. Not the Cardinals, bro.
Man. Cardinals ball yesterday.
Not the Cardinals, man.
All right. Well, we got Monday Night Football next week. So we'll reconvene here next week, Aronde, and we'll figure out how to get a Monday Night Football dub.
Before I go, I use OfferUp, too. I like OfferUp. My first pickleball.
Oh, for the love of God. Aronde, you caught Dan Marino's last touchdown.
Hey, listen, man.
You should
man,
not
listen,
be walking up
listen,
to someone's
bro.
House to buy a coffee cup for 50 cents. Like
I met the guy at the Starbucks, and I looked at the pickleball paddle. The good one's like $200, $199.
Oh,
but
a
I didn't want to buy.
You're around against
it. No, I didn't want to buy the bad one from Walmart where you get two and the ball in the bag. You don't want to be there. I want to be like in the middle. Like, this guy had it. He had a $200 paddle. He didn't play with it a lot, and so he out the sport. Now he want to sell it for $89. Okay, let's meet at the Starbucks. Let me rip that at some. Let me pack the ball and then get it.
Stranger at the Starbucks to buy his paddleball paddle.
Yeah, well, you got people coming to your house for $23.
I'm not a Aronde Gannston or Channing Crowder. I'm the schlub on the radio.
OG.
No, you're not.
I got a $1,200 gas powered remote control car for $225.
You're killing your street over there.
Hit him in the head. Yeah.
I hope Will Chan's getting straight A's if you're buying him a $1,200 gas-powered remote.
This is but he didn't buy it for $1,200. He just bought it for $200.
This for me. That's not for him.
You're playing with cars?
He didn't buy it for $1,200. That's the point. He bought it for $200. That's the point.
Let me tell you something. You walk into KB Toys, you go right over to the Matchbox car section. I mean, nothing, there's no greater feeling than spending 35 cents and unboxing a brand new Matchbox car. I may be thinking about 1976, but I'm telling you, we had no offer up back then. We had a wanted ads in the newspaper. You had to call someone's house. Excuse me, sir, are you the guy selling the coffee cup set? I mean, what are you guys doing?
OfferUp is so much better now, though. It's better than that. Like, they already know. They send you 4 or 5 pictures. Like, you want to see it? You want to see it laying down? You want to see me holding it? You want to see me playing with it? They send all of it.
Sounds like Jimmy on OnlyFans.
OG, you need a moped? I'm looking at a moped right now, 820. 2003.
Oh, for the love of God. You guys, I mean, he's playing. He's got Zach Thomas calling him out during a Hall of Fame induction. Aronde caught Dan Marino's final touchdown pass ever in the NFL. And you guys are shopping garage sales. I mean, what is going on?
It's not
here?
Garage sales. Offer up.
Ridiculous. It's a video garage sale. I know a garage
it's demo
sale.
Stuff.
When I see
it's
one.
Demo stuff. It's demo mm-hmm. stuff.
It's not demo
like when you
stuff.
Go, when you
guy,
go to the
you
car,
some guy's
you go to the car lot,
paddle.
You say, hey, you got any demos to buy? Like, I don't want to pay for the 00 car, but if you cut the price down 10 grand for 7,000 miles on that demo, I'll take it. I'll take it right now. And they say we're going to run it through the car wash. I'm standing outside with the keys. hey, Hawk, as much as you hate it, we kind of the same. You know us. Your people, my people.
I know.
We kind of the same. We like a good deal. Your people, my people. We like a good deal.
Definitely more common ground than people give us credit for. We got to go, Aronde. We love you.
All right, man. Y'all hold it down.
Aronde, you guys on your offer up. Ridiculous.
Two steel crane statues, $47.
But you can buy that new for $65 or whatever it is, and you don't have to take someone's old stuff and meet them.
This looks brand new.
Yeah, okay.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!